This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, call 719-210-4242. You'll speak with a licensed agent or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. While at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. While we're in the midst of the summer, well, toward the end of the summer, kids across the country are probably already thinking about that first day of school. They may already be there. So remember those first days of school? One hand, you're sad that summer is gone, but the other hand, you're excited to see your friends get back to that stuff that you were doing with all those friends. One thing you probably didn't give a lot of thought to in those days was homework. So one of the most essential pieces of retirement homework is understanding long-term care. A lot of retirees will eventually need help with even basic daily tasks like bathing, getting dressed, eating, a lot more stuff. Those services come with a price tag. For some, long-term care insurance may help provide the services you need without eating up a large percentage of your nest egg. During today's show, we're going to look at some of the key things you should know about long-term care insurance. But before we start our topic, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who I'm sure always turned in his homework on time.
Not even close, Chris. That is off base. I heard this a lot. You have such potential. If only you would apply yourself. I heard that a lot in junior high and high school, but I did excel in certain areas. I was great in English, creative writing.
Those are my
editor of my high school newspaper, band, loved those. Math and science, not so much.
I'm totally a STEM guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, exactly. So I wish I was the person who always turned my homework in a day early to get the extra credit questions answered and all that. But I love this topic. And you've talked on previous shows about healthcare and how expensive it gets, especially as we age. And, you know, it's one of the biggest expenses people are going to have in retirement. You know, the big three that people, and these are three areas people don't think about in retirement, is taxes, healthcare, and home ownership costs, or, you know, those types of costs, living, home living, right?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people underestimate their home costs after they pay off their mortgage. They don't really gather, you know, okay, there's all these things, other things still have to be paid that were part of your mortgage payment. So you got to make sure you account for those.
Right. But long-term care, I'm glad we're talking about this, because that could be by far the biggest single expense you ever have in retirement. You know, it can cost up to $12,000 a month here where I'm at.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I haven't looked at recent statistics for here in Colorado, but
it starts at $6,000 a month here.
And yeah, goes baseline all the way is about 7 grand here, I think.
Yeah. Baseline here in smaller towns is six, I think. In the Minneapolis, St. Paul area, it's probably a little more, 7 or 8. But then if you go to a private facility that's not a state run facility and you need memory care or full time long term care, that is like at the nice new facilities. We have one here in Stillwater, Minnesota. It's beautiful. But if you're in the memory care unit, it's $12,000 a month.
Wow. Well, and that's what's happening with more people. Their bodies are living longer, but their minds aren't, right?
Yeah, that's the sad, sad truth of this. But I think long-term care costs are becoming a crisis for people in this country. I mean, basically farms and businesses and land and homes that have been in families since the 1800s are having to be sold because of long-term care costs to help pay for long-term care. And that's just, in my opinion, that's not right. But there are things people can do to prepare, right? So we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about this thing. So one of the main things that jumped out at me was there was a federal study said that 70% of Americans who get past their 65th birthday will need some type of long-term care services in during the retirement.
That's, wow. Basically two out of every three people.
So if you're sitting next to two people, the two people on either side of you are going to need long-term care. It won't be you, of course.
Oh yeah. It'll never be you. Yeah. That's the problem. Everybody out there listening is like, okay, so which two people do I know that?
Right.
It's never me. I'm not even aging, Chris. So that's, I don't have to worry about that.
Well, that's the study also found that now a lot of people will stay with family, right? So they won't need paid care, but half of the people, half of retirees will. That's a lot. So now it's one out of two is probably going to need that. And it always depends on your situation with your family and if somebody can do that, right? And then the other statistic was about a quarter will need 2 years of paid care. So that's somebody, at least somebody coming to your house. So that's 2 years and that's expensive. And then 15% will live more than 2 years in a nursing home. So now we're talking that $6,000 to $12,000 a month.
Yeah. My mom has Parkinson's, as you know, and and she's in her second year in a full-time care facility.
And really there's no, we don't want to plan for mortality, but it's like, okay, we don't know how long this is going to last. How do we pay for this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Those are some stark numbers. So we already mentioned this, but talk about the costs and the expense of this a little bit.
Yeah, so it really depends, you know, kind of where you live, like we were saying, then how you pay for the services. Are you doing in-home care? Are you doing care outside of the home? Do you need skilled care or do you just need a babysitter, right? You know, now Medicare does not cover long-term care costs beyond when you've been immediately injured or have been hospitalized for something, right? So there's a pretty much a 90 days of care. And after that,
and that's only in certain circumstances. You have to have been hospitalized for something and has to be approved. And so Medicare does not cover long-term care. I'm glad you said that because that's a misconception I had. And that's a misconception, I know that now after working with you and doing these shows, but so many people out there think, well, once I'm 65, Medicare will take care of it. They won't. There are other things Medicare doesn't take care of either, like hearing, vision, dental, and long-term care. And those are the big four that everyone in retirement is going to need help with. You have to prepare for that somehow. But Medicaid could be an option for some people, right?
Yeah. So Medicaid is a joint federal and state program. So the federal part kind of funds it, and then the state also funds it, and the state administers it. So, but however, this is for low income people. So you have to become low income before your Medicaid can kick in. However, it is one of the biggest long-term cares funding source for pretty much, you know, that's who's paying for most long-term care is Medicaid.
Because it's so expensive that people spend down, no matter how much you have saved, at $10,000 a month, let's say, for example, you're going to spend down whatever you have saved pretty quickly. And then the state's going to have to kick in and cover it. I think, and some states, like I think Minnesota is like $2,000. You only get to keep, you have to spend down to $2,000. You can keep a home and one vehicle. And then beyond that, you can't have any assets. And then the Medicaid will kick in once you hit that point, and they'll cover everything for long-term care at that point. But
and that's pretty much the federal standard. And so that's how most of the states have gone.
Yeah.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. But I will note that not all those fancy private facilities that are 12 grand a month accept Medicaid. Those big private facilities, they want the people with cash. That's where people spend down the money. And then when they've spent down the money at a nice facility, they go to a state-run facility. But I will say this. I have to say this because of the situation with my mom, Chris. Mm-hmm. I know this is your show, but I'm doing the co-host is doing the talking now, Chris. You just relax. but my mom's situation is she is in a state-run facility, but in her instance, it's in a small rural area. It is one of the highest rated facilities in the state. It is great care. It is great care. Unfortunately, that is not always the case. We are very fortunate that she lived 20 minutes away, their town is 20 miles away from this even smaller town that has this facility, and it is exceptional. She gets great care there and she likes it, actually. I mean, there's things she doesn't like. Nobody's going to love long-term care. But it is next to in-home care. This is the next best thing. And my dad couldn't take care of her. And, you know, to get a full-time person to come out in the country, just in their area, the home care we couldn't find a viable option for her. So, plus she needs round the clock and help going to the bathroom and medication. And it's, you know, it would be 24/7 and my dad can't do it. So, because he's also somewhat disabled, and he's 80 years old now. But this facility, we're fortunate. My point here is, unfortunately, the facilities that do accept Medicaid are not always the best, and you don't get the greatest care. So that's the problem there as well.
So do you have some long-term care that is helping with some of that? Some long-term care insurance?
Yes, she did have some insurance. It's helping with a little bit of it, not a lot of it.
Right.
She didn't have the big expensive long-term care insurance that's, you know, just straight long-term care insurance that's covering everything. But she has a couple of different policies that pitch in, you know, a few hundred here, a few hundred there. Right. But she's actually now on Medicaid. They don't pay for, you know, it's not like she doesn't need that insurance then, because they take, you know, what she can pay and what they can pay. And then the Medicaid pays the rest. And I'll tell you what, the county and the state who administer it here have been great. I mean, I can't complain about that. I know I've heard horror stories from other states and facilities, but we've had a very good experience, and I can't say enough about it. So that's helpful. But you want to do due diligence. You want to look at these places rankings. And if you're have a loved one going into long-term care, but there are options out there to cover, long-term care. And, you know, I think it's important to work with somebody like yourself, right?
Yeah. It's important to get some educated on what your options are to understand, do you want traditional long-term care insurance or something else that's more of a hybrid? And so that's what we will help people make decisions upon. Because traditional long-term care insurance that my mother has some, it's just like home and auto insurance. You pay regular premiums. The premiums, if you have a really old policy, some of the premiums are fixed, but all the newer policies are not fixed. And so they may go up year to year. And then depends on what it covers, right? It can cover lots of various things. So you got to look at those policies very carefully. The other part is when you submit, you have to submit a claim to see if the services are covered. And then some of the policies make you pay out of your own money to cover the service, and then they reimburse you, which is a challenge, right? If you're in that kind of setup, is how do you come up with the money to pay for, you know, a $7,000 to $12,000 bill every month. And then you have to submit, the bill. I show that it's paid. I submit the claim. Okay, wait, this person's in memory care. How does that work?
Yeah.
They can't take care of that. No. So there's some challenges with the way some of those policies are that they need management. So the kids end up helping, doing all those kind of things. So it's still, you know, as you know, you still have to be involved in it. You know, you can't just stick your parents in a nursing home, or you can't just go in a nursing home and expect them to take care of everything for you. You need some outside help.
Good point.
Even if you're in that facility. And so you need somebody that's looking out for you. If you don't have anybody, any family members left, there are some lawyers and guardians that can help with that. But that's sure. a whole different thing. The other challenge with this is the inflation of medical costs.
Oh,
and the care is astronomical. So if you look at the cost of just healthcare insurance in 2000, it was $1,000 a year for a family of four. And then in 2020, it was $20,000.
Oh,
so that's 20 times an increase. So these companies, there's a lot of companies that have gone out of business or stopped offering them because of the cost of healthcare, and they can't help provide that anymore. So you got to make sure, if you do have a policy, make sure it's the right one for you, and you want to have somebody look at it with you that can read through the legal verbiage.
Sure.
So that's one of the things that we help people with.
Well, and just the straight long-term care policies are kind of a thing of the past anyway, right? I mean, a lot of companies won't offer just a long-term care policy. So there are a lot of new options, right? Hybrid policies, things like that. There are, if somebody has, I know, really popular retirement vehicle right now is a fixed index annuity. If you have that, you can add a long-term care rider on that, or policy that's just for a little extra fee, you can add a long-term care rider, which if you happen to go into long-term care and you have this annuity, it'll kick up the monthly payments by a certain amount to help cover it, right?
That's right. So annuities have long-term care riders. Whole life insurance policies have long-term care riders. And so Now we're talking about the hybrid type of things. And so the good thing about annuities is there's less due diligence by the company that's going to provide the annuity for you in qualifying you for that annuity and qualifying you for that rider. They're not going to look at your mortality, right? Or your morbidity stuff. So long-term care, they look at morbidity. Whole life insurance looks at mortality. Annuity looks at, do you have the money? So it's an easier hurdle to get to it with the annuity versus the other two. But mortality is easier hurdle than morbidity. So I'm throwing up around big words, basically.
Sure.
You know, if they think you're going to die soon, then they don't want to insure you, right?
Right. That's the bottom line policy. There.
Long-term care is if you're going to go into long-term care really soon, then they don't want to insure you. So that is a more likely occurrence than you passing away soon. So it's easier to get a whole life insurance and with a long-term care rider than it is to get long-term care qualification.
Of course. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, companies were starting to go, they were losing a lot of money on long-term care policies because of the cost
and
so many people needing it. I mean, it's just like if two out of three people are going to need long-term care, it's hard to insure for it. Right.
I mean,
there's, you have to come up with other solutions,
the hybrid policies, they shift some of the risk back to the individual. And so that's why they're becoming more popular with everybody. The risk comes back to you because you have to put enough money into it so that you can pull enough money out for that long-term care.
Right. So it's almost like a forced savings in one sense then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the risk for the long-term care insurer is really high, as you noted. So that's why they're kind of going the way of the dodo.
Yeah. 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 It's a tough situation, but I think the first step is to work with somebody like yourself to get a plan in place that takes into account healthcare costs and possible long-term care needs. So that said, let's take a break here and let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that complimentary consultation.
Yeah. So if you want to talk to us, you want to talk about long-term care, call us at 719-210-4242. Give us a call. We'll set up a complimentary consultation and we'll get down to brass tacks about long-term care and getting your homework done.
Yes, exactly. Get that homework done. Yeah. I mean, and I guess a place to start for planning for long-term care when you sit down with people is to look at your overall financial picture. I mean,
that's right.
And really look at the overall financial plan, what your other needs are, what your and time comes into this too, what your time horizon is.
The time horizon, your personal health, you know, what's your family situation.
Sure.
There's a lot of factors. So nobody gets the same kind of coverage. Everybody kind of personalizes it to yourself. And that's one of the reasons you really need to sit down with somebody that is smart about both Medicare and long-term care, and to get the right things in place so that you have security in retirement. The worst thing that can really, so, you know, it's like your mom went into facility and your dad's not. Well, you know, he doesn't want to have to live like a pauper his whole life, maybe.
Right.
But, you know, he's 80, so he's not doing a lot of things that eat up a lot of money. But what if there's a big age difference between the spouse and the other person, or somebody has an early onset or something? So they have a lot of living to do. They will still want to travel and see things, go see a volcano erupt on, you know, in Hawaii. They want to go do this or that, things they haven't gotten to do because, you know, now they're just retired. And so you want to have that plan so that, you know, we don't deteriorate both lives if one person has to go into a facility. So that's what we kind of help people do. Now, if you're single, then we help you plan for that too. Everybody's got their own individual needs. And so that needs to be taken into account.
Sure. Well, and the reason this is such a problem for some people, you mentioned timing and looking at family history. Yeah. And let's address that because, the good news is we're living longer. The bad news is we're all living longer.
We're living longer.
Yeah. The That's bad right. news is we're living longer. You wouldn't think that would ever be bad news. And when you're younger, you think, I want to live as long as possible. Right. And as you get older, you see the problems with living longer. And I happen to have longevity in my family. Now, that's why I eat so much pizza and eat the way I do. People say, why don't you exercise and eat better? I'm like, because I see all my relatives living to 100 and I have no way to fund that kind of lifestyle. I'm joking and I don't want to be morbid or crass, but it is true. I do have a lot of longevity in my family. I mean, my dad is 80. He still drives, et cetera. His dad lives to 100. Great. His dad lives to 101. Now, should my dad be driving? That's another discussion. We're not going to talk about that right now, but he drives, he works out on the farm. He shouldn't do any of those things, but he does. He goes into town every morning for coffee, lives alone on a big farm. And he's 80, but my grandfather lived to 101. Many of my relatives on my dad's side lived to 100 or beyond. And so, and my mom, her family, they lived at least until their 80s, all of them. So, it's interesting. You look at that and you think, wow, odds. I mean, it's like the odds are stacked against me. I'm probably going to need term care, right? So, and I'm going to live longer. How do you plan for that? And you can't do it on your own. I mean, you know, if you're going to have a long life or you have longevity in your family, get a financial advisor yesterday. right?
That's right. Because
yeah,
you don't want to outlive your money and then right. end up having to sell your long-term home and move into an apartment.
It's not going to work out at all. And if you don't have a plan in place, right. you're going to run into a lot of problems and headaches that could be avoided. Trust me when I say that, you know, with my grandfather, I've had relatives in hospice and in long-term care, and you need to plan, and you need somebody who's going to look at the big picture though.
That's right. Well, and Gen Xers and millennials aren't interested in taking care of sick people.
Oh no. I mean, they've got their own things to figure out at this point. And there's right. a lot of problems in the world that they're looking at. And you look at those problems when you're young, you don't look at, I think I'll take care of, you know, and different cultures are better at this or worse, but especially here in America, yeah. young people aren't going, yeah, let's take care of grandma. You know, let's let her move in with my new wife and I. We just got married. We're, yeah. you know, we're Gen Zers or millennials, and we're going to have our parents live with us, well, and we're going to take care of them. That's not going to happen.
Right. And maybe they have babies in the house, and
yeah.
now you're going to try to take care of somebody with memory problems.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Not going to work.
No. So you have to have a plan. We're out of time. Let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
So they can reach us at our office, 719-210-4242. Give us a call at that number, and we'll set up a complimentary consultation at your earliest convenience. So that number is 719-210-4242. Go check out our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. You can listen to our past radio shows from there, and you can also subscribe to our podcast. So you can listen to some of these old radio programs. Join us again soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.